Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And this week, we share three personal stories from our journey. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's good to be back here with you guys. It's the highlight of my week. Of course, I don't really have a life, so it's not saying much, but there you go. I've always said that your goals are just your brain's best guess at what will give you fulfillment. And as I found out, the brain isn't always right. So more on that in a moment, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Frank, what do you have to share today?
As you know, I'm always been interested in healing, and as a healer, as an energy healer, I try to progress. But, you know, something really interesting happened. So the question for the audience is, to start with, can I heal myself? And it's a question many people ask themselves. Over the years, I discovered my energy healing capabilities, and now I can help other people to get in touch with their own healing resources. Mm. So if you want to know more about my experiences and how I stepped up to my idea, to my feeling, stay tuned.
That's very cool. Thank you, Frank. So what I'll be sharing today is why the concept of empty nest is actually a myth, and why it's really an expanded nest. Ooh. I'll get into more in a few minutes. Okay, Peter, what do you have for us today?
Thank you, Rick. So we all have goals, but will those goals bring us the fulfillment we seek? Have you ever worked towards a goal, you achieved the goal, and then you thought, well, it's not quite how I imagined it. It doesn't really work for me that well. Or alternatively, have you ever worked towards a goal and ended up with something completely different and then thought, well, this turned out better than I'd planned? Because your goals are just your brain's best guess as to what will make you happy. Spoiler alert, your brain, who I call Dobby, doesn't always know best. And it's not his or her fault, just the way Dobby happened to get wired as you grew up. Your brain's internal description of the world, including you, is very useful in allowing him or her to respond or react to situations quickly by predicting what your best response or reaction should be. And when this works, and it mostly works all the time or you wouldn't be here, it's wonderful. At the level of your non-conscious mind, what I call your pathfinder, you're constantly monitoring conditions, processing data, and projecting what is the best path forward. So pathfinder is like your GPS, and it calculates a path that will sync your activities with what's already going on so that you find fulfillment for your goals, not at the expense of other people, but to mutual benefit. And that's the principle of benevolent synchronicity, or B-sync. Now, I'm sure you can recall times when everything seemed to be going for you, and when no matter what happened, you felt you'd be able to handle it, or that it would turn out all right. And indeed, it did. Those are the times that Dobby, the brain, was connected to the flow of guidance from your pathfinder. Unfortunately, Dobby's attention sometimes gets hooked on some fear, and that disconnects him from the inner guidance that Pathfinder is constantly streaming to you. When things go horribly wrong, or when you just feel bad, stressed out, overwhelmed, anxious, frustrated, etc., Dobby's disconnected. And you may even be disconnected when you're in a good mood and choosing your goal. You might not really notice it. In the spring of 2016, my daughter and my son-in-law, who were living with us in our good-sized house, found out that they were going to have a child. And we decided to buy a two-family house, which would allow my wife, Jeannie, and I to help our kids raise the new child and allow us to get more quality time, closer bonding with the new grandchild. We did find a house we liked in a nice neighborhood, but it was, you know, half an hour away from where we'd been living. And of course, there were some problems with the house that would need to be addressed, but we liked it enough that we immediately put an offer in on it. but we couldn't get a buyer for our house before someone else came in who was ready with their money and beat us to the punch. That happens. And searching for a suitable house was exhausting. We saw many, many houses, but there was only like two that we thought were possible contenders. And they were both out of the neighborhood that we loved and had lived in for 30 years ago. But what are you going to do? And we couldn't nail them down either for the simple reason nobody wanted to buy our house. Not a single offer. A year of open houses and marketing strategies left us exhausted and feeling rather hopeless. And it's often the case that you almost have to wait until Dobby, your brain, gives up before it's able to reconnect to Pathfinder's guidance, because it's so busy focusing on ideas. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And it's only when it completely gives up, has no idea what to do, that you get that connection again, not only, but often with Pathfinder. And that's what happened here. The idea came up, well, maybe we could renovate the house to accommodate us better. I have to tell you, Dobby was skeptical. Didn't think there was enough room on the ground floor to do this, but he agreed to check it out because Dobby's always worried about losing face. It's easy to get him, therefore, to just have a look, because you could sort of say, well, you know, you want to be able to say at least before you say no, I had a look at it and it was a no-go. My pessimistic brain. But in this case, although it never occurred to me, we were able to extend our living space and do improvements to the upstairs so that both parties, myself, my wife, and our kids, benefited. And we moved into the new living space in the fall of 2019, about 3.5 years after we first conceived of the goal of moving to a two-family house. We couldn't be happier. So our goal, our brain's best guess as to what would be most fulfilling, was to move to a two-family house. We got something completely different, a renovation of this house, and it turned out to be far better than we could have imagined. And that's the wonderful thing. And that's why I recommend you visit petermfellows.com, read the basic instructions, ask the Pathfinder's question as you work on your goals. Asking the Pathfinder's question, where is my best path forward here, can level up your life even when you're sure that you're already on the right path. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. I love that story. Frank, how about you? What do you got today?
Well, everyone, some-wise, has cut his or her finger, you know, and it's bleeding, and you put it in your mouth and whatever it is. And as a kid, I remember it. I fell on the ground playing soccer. I hurt my, scratched my knee. Ow, 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 ow. Went running to my mother. It was bleeding. She looked at it, took a Band-Aid, put it on it, gave me a kiss or maybe a sweet, and off I was back to the soccer field playing with my friends or whatever I was playing with. I never thought one moment that my body wouldn't heal this, because the evidence was there, you know. At the end of maybe a week or something like that, you know, you saw a little bit of the cut in your finger, and after 2 weeks or whatever, it was gone. Even if I look at my hands and my knees now, I don't see any remembrance of stumbling and falling and scratching and all kinds of things, as we all have probably done. It heals by itself.
Yeah.
Your body has an endless healing power, you could say. But if it is only a scratch on your finger or a cut in your finger or whatever it is, what else can it heal? A broken leg, okay. The doctor sets it straight, do some maybe operate upon, but anyway, yeah, 6 weeks in the plaster, depending of course how complex the broken leg is, but just say the 6 week in the plaster and your broken leg is healed. It's helped by the doctor, but the healing, your body does the healing. So that's a fact. Everybody knows this. My way, I call it the gentle way, is something different. It has to do with the same principles, but I'll give you an example. I was helping a friend. She had pain in her legs and her hands. She went to the doctor and she thought of all kinds of, well, terrible things happening to her hands and so on. And she reached out to say, Frank, can you help me? I said, well, okay, You went to the doctors. It's not a replacement what I'm doing to go to a medical professional. Let me be quite clear of that. But I see if I can help you. So we had a face-to-face. So what I did, I was sitting next to her and I tuned into her energy field. And I worked like a jumper cable. I don't take things away or start healing things like many other people say. That's fine. That's, I'm not commenting if that's right or wrong, but I'm just explaining how I'm doing it. Because what I'm doing is I'm connecting to the energy field of a person, to what you could say your auric field or whatever you call it. I don't mind. But you have an energy field. You have a lot of knowledge stored inside your body and also somewhere around your body. So what I'm doing is, due to my psychic capabilities, I somehow tune into that field of potential healing. Because the thing is, many people block that field because they don't think they can heal themselves. So the first thing I always say is telling the same story about the cut of your finger, and everybody recognizes it more or less. So what I did, I sat next to her and started to assisting her, closing my head, my eyes, going through a kind of ritual and assisting her in downloading the necessary healing information. So her body, intelligence, started to remember and was stimulated to start the healing process on its own. That's what I did. Nothing else, nothing more. A few days later, she gave me a ring. I said, Frank, I don't know what happened, but I feel much, much, much better. I said, well, it's nice that you thank me, but thank yourself because you did it yourself. The only thing I did is maybe reconnect yourself and go just behind your Dobby or whatever you call it, Rick, Peter, is going beyond your doubtful mind and saying, well, it's not possible. It is possible. Yeah. It's proven to be possible. Well, this was session one. What was the interesting thing is, a few weeks later, she called me and she said, well, I checked on her. I said, okay, how's it going? Yes, it's going fine. But from my remote viewing, I saw some spots which lighted up a little bit dark, like energy. And I said, well, we could do another session if you want to. It's the same formula. It's the same thing. Oh, yes, please do so. So we were online and she lives here in the Netherlands, but still it's 2 hours driving. So we went on. I was online. And the second session was a remote healing session. What happened at that moment was something I have never experienced before. I was sitting here. I was looking at her, but also closing my eyes. And actually sitting in front of her, I imagined that, and I was holding her leg and holding her leg in a certain way, just on the ground, not lifting it, but just putting my hands on certain spots, directed by my intuition to put my hands on certain places. And she said to me, Frank, are you holding my leg? I feel your hand there and I feel your hand there. That was exact the spot where I put my hands. And at the same moment, it was as if I was in that room with her doing it in real time while I was sitting here behind my screen, like I'm sitting here now with you guys. What happened? I was holding her leg virtually, and she said I was touching her, feeling the presence, and I wasn't even in her room. What happened? Did I shift dimensions, or did I teleported myself or something like that? I mean, I never ever encountered this in my life. And actually it's still buzzing. I still can't get my mind around it. But when I tune in, I tune in the same kind of frequency again. 2 weeks later, I did the same thing with a friend. Something else, different problem, same stuff. It happened again. And it happened again. So this is a personal story of what I can sense as a next level healing. I mean, the healing stayed the same, but the presence of me and being sensed as if in that room, touching that person's hand or or shoulder, whatever was the situation, made me wonder what's happening in life and what possibilities we have in order to do things like that. So somehow, some way, we can be present without being present. That's what I want to share with you. I'm still busy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, really. It's still fascinating. Yeah. Okay, Rick, what about you?
Wow. So what I want to share today is recently my youngest son, Max, graduated college. He's our youngest. And for the past 2 years, he was preparing us for his moving out upon graduation. So we already had an empty nest because he had moved out when he went to college. And Alex is already living in Danbury with his fiance, Sam, and our grand dog, Thor. And so Carol and I were preparing for an empty nest. So past 4 years, he's been home periodically, but we're preparing the house for, you know, this new way of living. So the empty nest. So slight change of plans, and he moved back home, which we are delighted by because he's a great kid. We love him. We love both our kids, and they are welcome to live with us forever if they want to. So what's interesting is, though, jobs, meals, family stuff, lots of deep conversations. He is a philosophy major with some psych minor studies. So he loves to talk, he loves to think, and he loves to look at life from many different perspectives. So he's very fun to have around and entertaining, always very stimulating. So I want to share what I think has really happened and maybe what even an empty nest might look like. It's more of an expanded nest. So now you work for a bit, maybe go to grad school, but we never really can know what our children are going to do. So for those of us who have kids, think about this. Alex and Sam moved out. They were the empty nest. Max was away. So now Alex and Sam are planning their wedding. And so we have life and family and all the things. And so I think that what I'd prefer to use as the expression instead of empty nest is expanded nest, which basically encompasses the whole globe. And so instead of looking at your home as your nest, look at the world as your expanded nest. So when these little birds fly in and out, instead of leaving the actual nest, the whole world is our nest now. And it's more about life planning. And so as Peter even mentioned in his story, he is now has that expanded nest in his own home where his kids and grandkids are all living joyfully together. And I've seen it, and it's very beautiful to see. And it's such a great life. And so I invite you to think about in your own life, is your life an expanded nest? Peter, final thoughts?
Yeah, I like that idea, the expanded nest. It's like you've got a nest with branch offices throughout the world. So your brain doesn't always know what will make you happiest. He may be wildly off the mark. Fortunately, your pathfinder, the deeper non-conscious part of you, knows exactly what'll give you the most fulfillment and how to get you there. And that's why you ask the pathfinder question, where is my best path forward? And if you're too shy to ask, just keep coming back to the Road Ahead Cafe, where the treats and sweets will help you accomplish amazing feats. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, your final thoughts?
Heal yourself. Is that possible? Better. It is your inborn capability that you are. But are you aware of it? And are you trusting it? It doesn't mean you never will visit a medical professional anymore. But I can tell you, the visits will be different. Really different. You will ask different questions, and you know a lot more about your body and how it works. So in my new program about self-healing and creative visualization that will be launched at the end of August, I will talk in depth about this subject and will give you a toolbox to jumpstart your own progress, to jumpstart your own healing progress. because I think in this changing world, we have to claim what's our own and start to be aware of what we can do, not depending on other ones, but to be independent and reach out from our independence and self-assertiveness and self-trust to other people. That's real powerful. You always can help other people. That's great. That's a great thing to do. But remember, first heal yourself in order to heal other people. If you want to know more, contact me on LinkedIn or go to my website, www.framewise.nl. But better, call us, the Road Ahead Cafe Trio guys. I mean, we together know so much and can help you with all kinds of questions. As always, think about what you think about and think about you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe, please. Thank you.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, sometimes life's milestones carry labels with them and we can have certain expectations that come up empty. Perhaps after today, you will see all the stations of your life as expanded. Here's to you and your magnificent journey. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together again with you next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.